You know, adoption is a wonderful thing.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Well, maybe you'd like to be an adoptive parent of
okay.
a donkey.
No.
Well, let me finish,
wait
please.
Wait a minute.
A group in Minnesota is asking you, yes, you.
Me?
You. To adopt a donkey. They have more than 1,000 donkeys, including neglected donkeys, abused donkeys, and wild burros as well. Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue has more than 1,000 donkeys available. Most of the organization's adopted donkeys are kept at sanctuaries in states such as California. However, Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue would like to find Midwest landowners willing to serve as satellite adoption centers, meaning they would be like a foster parent for perhaps half a dozen donkeys at a time.
Mr. Carroll has a big backyard.
Find adoptive homes for them. The landowners, if you're interested, you would provide the fencing, the shelter, and the care. However, you would be reimbursed for the hay, vaccination, and other costs associated with a donkey.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. I mean, the vaccinations and all that other stuff and the hay.
According to the vice president of the Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue, donkeys are gentle.
Yes, they are.
Intelligent.
They are.
Social animals.
They carry Jesus.
And they don't deserve their reputation for stubbornness.
That's no. Right.
Yes, they do. My parents adopted a burro. We named Callie. That was 30 years ago? Callie just passed away. They live a long time.
Yeah.
My parents adopted Callie, who was from California. She was a wild burro. She came through a burro rescues deal back in the late 70s, early 80s. And Callie just passed away last year.
Oh.
A burro, and she was too stubborn.
I mean, they are stubborn.
Literally, you put the halter on her, and you pull, she pulls backwards.
Say the name of the place.
Move.
Say the name of the organization again.
That's Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue. You can find them at donkeyrescue.org. So if you'd like to adopt a donkey or a wild burro, call or, well, go online to donkeyrescue.org.
What's that? We have our spirit burrow here. What's that? Oh, I'm saying
what's
yes.
That?
Hey, they're good little animals. They carried Mary to Bethlehem.
Timmy's
Everybody
caught in the
that.
Well. What was? Timmy's in the well.
Oh, that one. Small one was one of my favorite little.
I love Small One. Yeah. It makes me cry every time I see it. You ever see that, T? The Disney animated, the Small One?
No.
About the burrow.
About the little donkey that ended up carrying Mary and Joseph
to
Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Well,
nobody,
there you go.
Yeah.
Very tender tale.
And little boy had to sell him and trying to find a good home for him.
Yep.
I'm going to start crying right now just thinking about
Adopt
it.
Adopt a donkey.
Adopt
great.
A donkey or a burro.
Yep.
Okay.
But, you would have to have them live on your property.
Yes, yes.
Well, then we can't do that. I'm sorry.
No. Unfortunately, we don't.
But we can
room.
Encourage those who have land. Like I said, I think Mr. Carroll has a really big backyard.
They make good lawnmowers. They'll graze.
Hey, yeah. There's a benefit.
Yeah.
Hey.
And they're actually, they're pretty low maintenance. They're pretty low maintenance, actually. Kelly, I mean, all they really do is just kind of stand around.
Like
now, we used to be able, we used to put the little kids on Kelly. And, I mean, she didn't buck or anything. So they're very gentle.
Oh.
Very gentle animals. Rest in peace, Kat.
Barb King has a big backyard and
not
a big
really.
Fence.
Gets to busy street. Probably not a good place for a donkey.
Probably not.
Well, it's not forever. It's just for a little time, right?
Well, they live
animal
for a
rescue.
While.
Yeah, they're hoping that, obviously if you'd want to keep them, I'm sure you could. They're just looking to place these donkeys in good homes.
Okay.
So there
Aww.
You go.
Well, there you go.
Probably housebreak it.
Who do they contact? Again, I like it when you say their name.
DonkeyRescue.org. Jeez.
What was that again?
I'm not saying it again.